everybody, to The Walking Dead, a Walking Naked podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Justin.
Hey, I'm your other host, Kelly. And together we are the world's greatest mother and son podcast duo. I sound like I have stuffed up my nose.
Yes,
we're the world's greatest mother and son podcast duo.
Hello, guys. It's Kelly here. How are you doing tonight, everybody? I'm doing good. How are you doing?
That was a really good bullwinkle you just did.
Oh, I wasn't going for, well.
I know you were trying to imitate me, but it sounded like bullwinkle.
I think I was going for Stewie on The Family Guy. But,
oh, okay, yeah.
But I think it was maybe a cross between Stewie and bullwinkle. So, hey, maybe I have a future in voiceover.
I know.
That would be incredible.
The only problem is you won't be able to recall that voice.
No, doing it on command is the thing. That is the hardest part about doing any type of voiceover work, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Which
we've attempted this before.
We are going to attempt it again. I'm just letting you know right now.
Okay.
For all the people that have been with us for a long, long time, thank you. I don't know how we haven't lost you by now, but you're the real troopers.
That's right.
And we love you.
That's right.
But we used to do episodes where we would read the comic books and do silly voices and all kinds of stuff. Well, we're bringing that back at some point in the future, and I want to do some stuff with that. I was going to say something that we were doing, but I don't remember what it was, but we're here to give you our first impressions on the episode we just watched, which was season 6, episode 14, Twice as Far. So what did you think about this episode?
I knew when it was just too calm that bad things were going to happen, you know?
Yes. I did as well.
And I was super worried the whole episode before we even lost Denise that she was going to go because she was just being too stupid.
Oh, God. Uber stupid.
Yeah, but what's amazing about that, though, is she was being uber stupid, but it wasn't her stupidity, sort of, that got her killed.
No, I mean, it wasn't her stupidity that got her killed. It was just all the stupid decisions that the group as a whole were making in this episode. Daryl, Rosita, and Denise were just...
Not a good team.
No, they were not a good combo whatsoever. Yeah. I don't know if it's because Daryl and Rosita haven't worked together that much, but man, did they clash a lot.
Everybody was pissy, super pissy.
Yeah, well, we've discussed this before, that Daryl needs to get some...
Booty.
Some booty.
Yeah.
And I think that's the problem.
He doesn't act like he wants any booty, though. That's also a problem.
I mean, hey, for some people, that's their game. You act like you don't want any of it, and it just comes to you. It's like a booty magnet, because you're like, I don't want the booty. And then the booty just says, no, I want you.
Which is really interesting, because Daryl, I mean, Norman Reedus, has become a booty magnet. You know,
in real life, yes.
Yeah, and but his character could not be any more different.
Yeah, he is very far removed from the booty.
Yeah,
for sure. But they were making a lot of dumb decisions. The fact that they knew that the other route was clear, and they didn't go that way, just dumbfounded me. But then again, say they. You know, because everything happens for a reason. So say if they didn't go that way, Eugene was going to get caught no matter what.
Right.
So Eugene would have been up shit's creek because they would have taken him back to Negan. No other ways about it. But had they, you know, since they did go that way, it signaled the end of Denise, which was unfortunate.
I hated that because I loved her. And I love the actress. I think I told you I marathoned Nurse Nancy.
Yeah.
And she was on that and was so unbelievably funny. So I was hoping, you know, I mean, we started to see a little more of her humor. And I was hoping we were going to get to see more of her. And obviously, no.
No. If you were if you're not a main character on the show, you're more than likely going to go.
Okay.
At this point.
Okay, so who do you consider a main character? Do you consider Rosita a main character?
Yep.
Okay.
I consider basically everybody that we've had since season three a main character at this point. So there's a lot of them because we haven't lost anybody in a long time. And I don't know if they're doing that on purpose or what it is. I do have to point out that I said this on Twitter. Was there something annoying going on with the sound editing in this episode?
I think it was you.
No, when I tweeted that, lots of people were favoring it or liking it, whatever you do on Twitter these days.
That's only because they were humoring me. You. Yes.
No, and well, somebody actually wrote back, Punk, and said, yes, it does sound awkward. Mainly the Abraham scenes.
Right. Well, let me just say this.
What's that?
I'm sorry. Just my head is so plugged up, I couldn't really hear anyway. Oh. So I'm not a good judge.
Oh, well,
so.
That's okay. I do feel like there was something weird. It felt like that they had to dub over Abraham's lines, like that they filmed the scene and they were just like, this just isn't quite working. You haven't got enough zingers in there that we're going to, you know, do some voiceover work to get them a little bit more crisp, because I couldn't even understand what they were saying half the time whenever Abraham and Eugene were in that
breaking up.
Yeah, when they were breaking up, because they were throwing out so many one-liners and stuff. It was just like a back and forth of comedy one-liners the entire time that they were breaking up. So,
well, Eugene had a lot of good zingers in there, which is, you know, a surprise. And I can't wait to watch it again so that I can, you know, appreciate them a little bit more. But you're right. There was a couple of times I'm like, what did he just say to him? I'm not getting it. And I'm still not totally sure why Eugene is so ticked at him.
Well, I think it's just because that he sees Abraham as seeing him as a weaker individual, that he's not fit to be in the zombie apocalypse, even though he's proved himself already. You know, to everybody else, I think the group accepts that Eugene, even Rosita, which Rosita gave him shit too. You know, whenever she said, you don't have to go out there, you don't have to be a part of this, and that's when he gave his whole speech of, you know, they're going to be talking about this for years.
Right.
Nobody
right.
takes a day off tonight, or whatever it was that he said. But Abraham, I think, was the last one on board. But he's definitely full on board now after he saw Eugene. You definitely know how to bite a dick.
Man, that was something.
That was unexpected.
It was very unexpected. I mean, good God. Go for the leg. Go for the knee.
Nah, but go straight for that dick.
That was, you know, he did have a ponytail also in this episode. So
he did.
Maybe it was a signal of some kind.
I don't know what it was, but he felt like that was the number one go-to move.
And he was right. Dude didn't move until he let him up with his teeth. I was really curious to see if we were going to have, you know, like the Rick scene.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where he had stuff to spit out, you know, like if he had a mouth full of wiener.
Yeah, had some remnants of the peen.
Yeah. And Dwight was able to run pretty good, which was kind of a surprise.
He was. I was expecting a little bit more hobble.
Yeah. There should have been hobble.
I think they missed out an opportunity there to have some serious Dwight hobbling going on. I know I would have been. I think I'd have been down. I'd been like, well, I got to join you guys' group because
I'm not running.
I can't get up right now.
I'm not running.
I'm in immense pain. I'm in dick pain right now. So, I wouldn't have been able to do it. But it was such. I just laughed. It was so weird in this episode. The fact that there was so much going on, the fact that they had so much humor, and then they had this huge emotional tug at your heartstrings moment with Denise as she's giving her speech and everything.
And she kept going.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was rough to see that. I will point out that this is not how it goes in the comic books, so I'm just going to spoil that for everybody right now, that this was basically a semi-adapted from the comic books, but in the comic books, Abraham gets it in the eye.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you know, I hate to see Denise go, but I would have hated even more to see Abe go. So if we got to have that scene come straight from the comic books, then I'm glad that they, it didn't carry the same punch. It didn't have the same weight to it with it being Denise. It was a shocking moment for sure,
right.
But I don't know.
I didn't cry.
No. No tears were shed.
But I'm super drugged up right now too, though. So, so,
so
that
maybe
could
that's it.
That could maybe I'll cry later, you know. But I hated to see her go. And on this story sync, that was one of the questions. Was, you know, can't believe it, can't stop crying. And I thought, well, I'm going to say can't stop crying, even though I wasn't.
I'm going to lie right now.
Yeah, I'm going to
make this person feel better that I can't stop crying because this character got killed off the show that you don't really know much about.
87% of the people said can't believe it. So
yeah, I don't. It was just a weird death. I know we'll get into it a little bit more once we do our full cast and our top three and everything. But for me, it just, I don't know. Was it? I know it led to some really cool stuff, but as far as
Fine. You didn't really like her. That's
no,
fine.
No, I like Denise. No,
be
I,
a
that
shit.
Was,
I mean, come on.
That was the thing. I liked Denise. I wanted to see her storyline go a little bit farther than it did. I like that, you know, she got out there. She put herself out there.
Yes.
It was cool. It was cool to see somebody that hasn't been out on the outside in such a long time and how they reacted to the world, because we don't see that from our core group of characters anymore. They're basically dead to their surroundings at this point. Like they've got blinders on. All they see is a walker, got to kill it. Yeah. They're not just like completely scared shitless basically whenever they're out in the outside world. Which I do have to point out, that one walker was scary as hell. That was one of the grossest things we've seen on the show.
That was so awesome. The one in the apothecary.
Yes.
That apparently had drowned its own baby.
Is that what it did? I wasn't sure if it ate the baby.
I thought it drowned the baby.
I didn't know what happened there. I just knew it looked really gruesome and it freaked me the hell out. It reminded me of that game PT that we played together.
Yeah.
And was a super scary game. And I wouldn't have done the exact same thing Denise did. I would have pooped my pants right there.
Yes, exactly. The only thing that I was really, really hoping for is because when I saw the crib or the playpen or whatever it was there, I was so wanting a baby walker so bad. I was hoping that that's what we were going to get.
They didn't go full Z Nation on us.
No, they didn't. And but I thought that would be a really great way for Denise to have gone, because it's hard to kill a baby walker.
Not for me. I'd have punted that baby walker across the street.
It,
yep.
Yeah.
Boom. No, yeah. it wouldn't have been an issue for me. Not that one. You know, maybe seeing, you know, if I had to kill you, that would be a bigger issue for me than the baby walker. Now, if it was my baby, obviously it would be a little different story.
Yeah, that's true.
But if it was just some random kid out there because
to me, it just seems like it'd be so shocking.
It would be shocking.
And it would, you know, throw you off enough that, because we don't ever see the baby walkers. I mean,
no, we don't. We saw the kid walker, which was the first, I mean, and he was pretty young. That was probably the closest that we've seen to a baby walker, right? The one that Sam saw and freaked him the hell out.
No, I mean, the little girl that, the first one that, Rick shoots was about that same age.
Yeah, they were pretty close in age. Yes. That's true. They were both relatively young kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did you, overall, you like this episode?
This is one that I'm going to have to, this one didn't wow me. I've got to dig deeper into this. I mean, cause we haven't even brought up the whole thing about Carol leaving.
Yeah. Well, Carol leaving and Sasha and Abe hooking it up.
Yeah.
In Bumpley's.
Okay. That was a really nice line that he gave her.
It was.
You know, that, you know, 30 years wouldn't be enough. And I just thought that is, she's got to go for it now.
That was dolphin smooth right there.
Yeah, that was, oh God, how many of those are you doing? God, I can't wait for our full deal. later in the week.
Coming to me snap, rapid right fire. I'm on my Abe game right
you
now.
Are.
Going
you
Abe
are.
Shit right now. Okay, I went a little too far.
Please stop.
I wanted to point out, by the way, Lincoln's finger, she got called out on The Talking Dead tonight, which was really cool. I don't know which tweet she used, but one of her tweets got used on The Talking Dead. So
I didn't get to
watch it. Brian from the Walking Dead through. He just messaged us and said that, hey, Lincoln's finger, she got, whenever they do the dead buzz, yeah. I think is what it is. So
I have been waiting forever for her name to be mentioned because she always participates.
She's on her Twitter game.
Yes. So
no doubt about it.
So that's awesome. Yay.
Yay. Woo. This is our late night happy noises. I think Rick fucking Grimes pretty much summed up some of my thoughts on the episode, or at least for the first 30 minutes of the episode. He said, I'm so happy we have an episode of people walking through the woods looking for supplies. It's been too long. Hashtag The Walking Dead.
Yep.
Oops. Yep. Yeah, that was my thoughts of the first part of it. It definitely felt like a lot of filler, but it overall I was happy because it led to some amazing moments.
I knew they were trying to lull us into something. I knew people were gonna die.
Yeah, there was just so much going on in the beginning of the episode that it was just kind of like, okay, where do we focus at in this episode? It kind of felt like they were trying to put as much in as they could before, you know, these last two episodes, which we know are going to be
horrible
Savior versus Alexandria Negan centric episodes. So
okay, let me just say this because I know we've got to wrap this up fairly quickly. The fact that Dwight killed Denise with Daryl's bow, I mean, that was just horrible.
That's got to hit hard for Daryl. Yes, because she looked up to Daryl.
Well, and yeah, I mean, she's right in the middle of the speech, you know, saying, you're like my brother.
Mm-hmm.
That, and he had just said, you know, I should have killed them.
Yep.
Yeah.
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 And I mean, even Dwight, he said, yeah, you probably should have killed us. And yeah, it's weird. The transition that we saw from earlier Dwight to now Dwight, he's definitely a lot colder.
Yeah.
But then again, if I had my face all jacked up.
Okay, when did he get the melted face?
Well, we haven't seen that.
Okay, so that's what we're assuming Negan does to him when he goes back.
That's what we're assuming, that right. was some form of punishment, because we know that they were the saviors were searching for Dwight and those two girls. And yes, he had a clean face before,
right.
but now he has a half melted face, basically.
Yeah. Well, you know, that would not make me want to be a part of your group.
No, I think my loyalties would be a little bit wavering.
Yep. You melted my face.
I'm going to bite your dick off.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I think that wraps up our little first impressions, instant thoughts on the episode. Overall, good episode, just not a great episode for me. You know, I didn't have quite the same, just like, oh shit, at the end. Well, at the end of the episode, I did, but throughout the rest of the episode until it really like ramped up. But maybe that'll change as I watch it again and I get more into Denise's whole reasonings for being on the run and everything. So, I think that's it, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you can email us all your thoughts, thewalkingnaked@gmail.com. We want to know what you thought of the episode. Leave us those comments. Give us the feedback. So that way on our top three and complete full therapy discussion, we can bring up all those points. You can like us and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. It's just The Walking Naked. So go do that. And we'll be back later on this week with our top three moments from the episode.
Bye, kids.
Good night.
Dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey. Said I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. And if I share with